This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. This year will likely be full of competition between electric vehicles and ethanol-powered hybrids. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The battle between electric vehicles and ethanol will heat up in 2024 as the ethanol industry makes a play for a share of the carbon-reducing vehicle market and the Environmental Protection Agency moves to finalize some tough new auto emission rules. The EPA proposed very tough new car pollution rules in 2023 that could force EVs to make up two-thirds of new cars sold in the U.S. by 2032, cutting their emissions in half. At a growth energy summit, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack said that farmers should stop blaming electric vehicles and look to expand ethanol markets in aviation and other ways.
Farmers come up to me and they say, will you guys stop talking about electric vehicles? No, because we want to make sure that we continue to have manufacturing in this country. It's not going to put you guys out of business. It's not. We're going to have cars that use ethanol for a long, long time.
However, Renewable Fuels Association head Jeff Cooper said that EVs could actually suppress ethanol demand, and they still have plenty of issues that need to be addressed.
They, in most cases, do not deliver the range that was advertised, that they have problems in extremely hot weather or extremely cold weather, you know, that there are problems with finding places to charge these vehicles.
Cooper added that the RFA has been road testing a plug-in hybrid flex-fuel vehicle that uses E85.
And if you are truly serious about reducing carbon emissions and doing it at the lowest cost possible for consumers and doing it in a way that doesn't compromise or sacrifice vehicle range and convenience, this is what we got to be looking at.
For Money Matters, I'm Riley Smith.